every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today, and I'm going solo. So, we're going to give you some information later on how you can message the show, because, I mean, I can't imagine talking nonstop for an hour. I guess I've done it before. But anyway, we'll get into everything today, because there's a lot of news. Tomorrow, of course, is SmackDown. We got Collision this weekend. Got a bunch of big shows coming up, including the TNA Emergence Show, Triple Mania, NXT Heatwave, and Forbidden Door. You'll be stunned to hear Heatwave and Forbidden Door are going head-to-head. We got updates on Roman Reigns and Karrion Kross and Buddy Matthews and more on this ESPN deal, which if you listen to this podcast of Observer Live yesterday, well, you didn't hear any of that because I just screwed everything up. It was one of those days. But you know what? We barreled through and we turned it around. If you didn't hear yesterday's After Dark Radio, it was a great show. We talked about dragons and dinosaurs. And an excellent guest will be returning to the show. He wrote a great book. But we'll get into that later as well. For the rest of the news here, we got actually, some things we didn't get a chance to talk about the other day. And, of course, the Dynamite Show MVP. I'm going to talk more about that and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, join the show. Why don't you join the show? It's 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Email F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brandon here says, "Hope you are doing better today, sir." I appreciate that, Brandon. I am doing much better than I was yesterday when the show began. Although we turned it around in the end. I mean, for crying out loud, the show ended with a Dynamite lineup. Can you imagine? And then, we already have three matches announced for Collision. And we already have three segments announced for next week's Dynamite. This is all a big improvement. Collision on Saturday as Hangman Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey against Rush Dralistico and the Beast Mortos. Kyle Fletcher against Ishii for the TNT title. And Willow Nightingale, Queen Aminata, and Ty Mello versus Tekla, Julie Hart, and Sky Blue. So, I guess we got to talk about old MVP a little more. You know, we mentioned this this yesterday. There was that story out. And I don't know where to begin, but I guess I'll just begin with the story. The story was essentially that there were people that didn't like MVP, and there were people MVP didn't like. And YouTube feed is down. What's going on? Do we have a YouTube feed? Let me find out, everybody. Not that the YouTube feed is like necessarily the best thing when it's free. Suncast, do we have YouTube or no? We'll see what he says. Anyway. We may just... we're going to have another date like yesterday or what? So here's the deal. MVP, well, I don't even know where to start on this thing. So everyone in the chat is kind of talking about how, you know, Fightful is wrong and this and that. And I guess at some point, everyone's saying YouTube is up. What are you guys doing to me here? You trying to screw this whole thing up for me today? Apparently YouTube is working. I don't know what some people's problem is here. But multiple reports that YouTube is working just fine. So I don't know what to tell you. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Let's just make this easy for everybody. Some of you might have missed the show yesterday. I'll just go and read the original story and then go from there. All right. Report. AW roster member has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. It's being reported MVP has, quote, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way backstage in AW. According to Fightful, this sentiment has been expressed by a number of talents on the roster. The Hurt Syndicate member has made it known he does not like Speedball Mike Bailey and did not want Lashley and Shelton losing to Bailey and Kevin Knight. It's not clear why MVP dislikes Bailey or if Hurt Syndicate was ever actually planned to lose. Report also states MVP turned down pitches for the Hurt Syndicate to lose to FTR at All In and Forbidden Door. MVP reportedly suggested they would rather lose to the Gates of Agony, Outrunners, or Private Party, three teams they've already defeated this year. Said to be frustration within the AEW locker room. The faction beats everyone up, high-fives the fans, does cool moves when they're supposed to be heels. Numerous people have also expressed the environment in the company is the best have been in years, and there's plenty more here. So yesterday at the show, MVP and Speedball, they did kind of a little video together. MVP posted a video to his Instagram showing he, Bobby Lashley, and Shelton Benjamin walking backstage when they came upon Bailey, who was filming for his vlog. MVP then said, F you, Speedball. Bailey said, well, F you too, MVP. MVP then told Lashley and Benjamin to tell him, but they stared at the floor and said the same thing. A smiling Bailey says, well, F you guys too, before he waved, and MVP did the same. So that was on social media yesterday. So, you know, on the chat here, everyone's, oh, you know, Sean Ross Sapp and Fightful, blah, 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 wrong, this and that. Here's the thing, everybody, okay? The story that came out was when I read it, it was the details were weird, okay? Like I talked about yesterday. Listen, there's all sorts of people that have had issues at AEW, and we've heard about them, and it's always a situation where, okay, whether you agree with one guy or whether you agree with the other guy, or one woman and another woman, at the end of the day, each side has their side of the story about why they're upset, okay? A perfect example would be Jungle Boy and CM Punk, okay? Jungle Boy was upset about a decision that CM Punk made. He made a comment on television. CM Punk didn't like the comment that he made on television. They end up having a what have you, okay? So we know the thing happened. We know why one side doesn't like the other. We know why the other side doesn't like the other. Okay? So at least we know everything. You can make your decision about whose side you're on, whatever. Okay? This one was weird because it just came out of nowhere. It's a very specific story. MVP doesn't like Mike Bailey. There's no explanation as to why. Just everything about it was weird. Okay? Now, before everybody gets on Fightful and before everybody gets on Sean and whoever else, listen. Don't think that there aren't people who MVP has rubbed the wrong way, okay? He has, all right? Now, MVP is a guy who's going to speak his mind. He's going to say what's on his mind. I mean, you can even see it on television sometimes during these interview segments. I mean, he's going to say what's on his mind. He'll do it on commentary. He'll do it on whatever, okay? Yes, he does rub people the wrong way sometimes, okay? But, I mean, it's not like he's the only one. That's one of the other reasons this story is so bizarre. It's like, you know how many people rub people the wrong way in every company? There's a lot of them. But anyway, sure, sometimes it happens. I mean, the whole situation with Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight and the Hurt Syndicate, okay? Jet Speed, they were going to get a shot at the tag team titles. And if you watch the TV, the build was they got beaten and beaten and beaten and smashed and humiliated and made to look like idiots. We talked about it. It's like, what is this booking? Okay? Don't think nobody else thought the exact same thing. What is this? Okay? We've talked about it before. How are these guys heels? Like, they go out there and the people chant for them and they cheer for them to the point where people would argue with me that they're actually baby faces. Okay? They're not. They're supposed to be heels. Don't think that that isn't something that people talk about. Like, why do they destroy everybody and beat everybody down and act cool and like the fans cheer them and they boo the baby faces? Don't act like that's never happened. Okay? It has. All right? But I don't think there's a serious issue between MVP and Mike Bailey. Maybe there's something there, but clearly, I mean, everything's good enough that they did a segment backstage, okay? My point is, the fact that they did that segment for social media doesn't mean that the entire rest of the story is made up whole cloth, okay? It's not. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There is some heat on MVP. There are some people that don't like MVP. There are some people that don't like how the Hurt Business is booked. I mean, none of this is new is the other thing. It's like, why did this all of a sudden come out this week? Like, we've been talking about it forever. So, I mean, I did, you know, the report here noted that, what did it say here? Basically, it was talking about, like, things are better backstage than they've been in a long time. That's true. I've heard the exact same thing. Morale is better now backstage than it's been in a long time, okay? That doesn't mean that everybody gets along. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect, okay? But it does mean that morale is, in general, the best it's been in a long time. And if you watch the show compared to, like, a year ago at this time, it's like there has been a long, you know, 6-7 month streak of a lot of improvements in a lot of ways in AEW, and a lot of the wrestlers there, you know, they're feeling a lot more bullish about things than they were a year ago. So I don't know. The story was just weird. That's what I can tell you. I asked around yesterday. You know, there's a little bit to it that's maybe not what was written, but in general, like a lot of that is the way things are. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. To everyone in the chat, it was not a story planted by WWE. I mean, it's been something that people have talked about for a long time in AEW. But, like, it was never a big deal. It was just a thing. It was a thing that people started talking about. And it was weird because all of a sudden, like, if this would have come out right after, like, the Hurt Syndicate stomped down Jet Speed for about the third straight time, if the next day the story had come out, it'd been like, okay, That makes sense. But the weird thing was, it just came out of nowhere on a random day. And, I mean, it was just like, it's not that big a deal. And I don't know why it was just like such a thing all of a sudden. But no, it did not come from WWE. People in AEW have been talking about it for a long time. Now, speaking of WWE, since we didn't even, well, some of you heard about it. But here's a gist of the ESPN deal and also some other notes. So it's a $1.6 billion a year over 5 years, $325 million a year. The major PLEs at this point, 10 PLEs, including the two nights of WrestleMania and the two nights of SummerSlam, are all going to be on this new ESPN streaming service. It's not ESPN Plus or whatever. It's a new service. It is going to launch on August 21st. It'll be $30 a month, okay? Now, if you have ESPN on your cable package, at this point, maybe about 40% of you that have ESPN, depending on your provider, you won't have to pay anything. This will be part of your package, okay? Now, the thing hasn't even launched yet, and they're still doing negotiations. So whatever is the deal today, don't worry about it. Worry about it as we get closer to WrestleMania if you still don't have access to it. Because, for example, I have YouTube TV, and right now, if I have YouTube TV, even though it's got the ESPN packages, I will still have to pay $30 a month for this service. Today, they could make a deal tomorrow. They could make a deal next week. By the time WrestleMania rolls around, which is when this thing is going to launch, probably most, if you have the ESPN package, most of the cable services, you will get this as part of your package. Right now, it's not that way, but I wouldn't panic about it yet. So, a couple of other notes. First off, we don't know anything about the video library yet. We don't know anything about NXT. They're obviously still shopping things around. It's possible the library may end up on Peacock. Possible NXT PLEs may also stream on Peacock. They may go to Netflix. I mean, there's a lot of different options available. They're going to go wherever the money is the highest, which is should not come as a surprise to anybody. Apparently, in the negotiations, Peacock did make an offer. And I guess the offer was allegedly in the neighborhood of about $275 million a year. And WWE wanted more, obviously. And they ended up getting the $325 million, and that's why they went to ESPN over Peacock. Obviously, if Peacock had offered $400 million a year, they'd have stayed, but they didn't. And apparently they also were potentially shopping around WrestleMania as a separate deal. So, for example, you know, they might have been willing to stay with Peacock, but we're going to give ESPN WrestleMania for X amount per year. That was something that was discussed, but they ended up going all in with ESPN. So, that's the gist of it. And where everything falls out, we shall learn as the months go on. I think one of the biggest stories is that, you know, this is a $1.6 billion deal. $1.6 billion. And yesterday, when it came out that they had moved from a $1 billion deal to a $1.6 billion deal, apparently the stock dropped because that wasn't a good enough increase for investors, $1 billion to $1.6 billion. And so later in the day, they actually said that the Peacock deal, which had been, I mean, reported everywhere and like in financial doc, everything, that they had claimed that was a $1 billion deal. And because investors were not happy, they actually stated yesterday that it really wasn't $1 billion. It was only 900 million. And like, I mean, this is supposed to be a publicly traded company. The SEC is supposed to be involved in all of this. How do you all of a sudden, years after the fact, announce that we claimed $1 billion, but it was actually only 900 million? How do you get away with this? I mean, I guess just nobody cares. But anyway, it turns out their Peacock deal was not as good as they had claimed for years, which seems incredibly sketchy. But whatever, that's what they said. So there you go. One other note, which kind of ties into this. So the last match of John Cena. At this point, the last John Cena match is going to take place at a Saturday night's main event. Okay? So there had been a lot of discussions about his final match being on a December PLE. So at this point, there isn't going to be a December PLE. And granted, everything can change. But I guess the way that it works is they had agreed to a certain number of PLEs with Peacock. And because of the Evolution pay-per-view and also the second night of SummerSlam, they pretty much... they don't need a December PLE. They've hit their quota, so to speak. And so, as a result, it appears that his final match will be on Saturday night's main event, which, I mean, probably will do significantly more viewers than a PLE would have done. And especially if you advertise it on NBC as John Cena's final match. And so, that looks to be the case. And there's another note, but I actually won't talk about it because I don't know if it's actually the case, but it ties into the 3 hours of SmackDown. So they did do their earnings report, and they did mention that their television revenue would be lower for the next quarter because SmackDown was down to 2 hours. And that means that, in fact, they were making more money for SmackDown when it was 3 hours for the first half of the year. It was a little more than a half of the year. And there was still no explanation as to why. And a lot of people, you know, they've asked a question like, well, if we still don't know why, and if they did make more money for it, is it possible this will be like an annual thing? So, like, you know, the first half of the year will be 3 hours and it will drop to 2 hours. I don't think that's what's going to happen. And I guess I will say, I'm not reporting this. It is 100% speculation. But the speculation is that, like with the PLEs, it might have been that there were a certain number of episodes of SmackDown that WWE was contracted to do. And in order to meet that number, they had to add an hour to the show for 7 months or whatever. And that's how they're going to end up hitting the quota. So it could be that, could be something else, but I don't think that we're going to be doing like a 50-50, you know, half the year is going to be 3 hours, half the year is going to be 2 hours. I think it was kind of a one-time deal, and thank God now it's over, and we can move on. So that's the update on that, the ESPN deal and everything else. Roman Reigns also has been confirmed for more Raw appearances. He's going to be on the August 18th Raw, August 25th Raw. He will be most likely on the Clash in Paris show on August 31st. So that's not 100%, but WrestleVotes believes he's going to be there. So anyway, what that means is it was not an injury angle. Apparently, you know, he's filming, what is it, Street Fighter? Mortal Kombat? What is it? Anyway, he's filming a movie. It's the movie that he's going to be part of, and Cody, and, oh God, who was it from New Japan? It's just bizarre. But anyway, the point is, I don't believe that begins filming until September. So there's really no reason to do an injury angle in the middle of August to take him off TV for August before he, 50 Cent's in it. But there's, who's the New Japan guy in it? A completely random New Japan wrestler is Goto. That's right. Hiroki Goto's in this movie with John Cena and Roman Reigns and 50 Cent. I mean, and many others. I think it's going to be something to see. Anyway, somehow I have talked nonstop for 40 minutes. So when we come back from the break, I'll just jump right into the Dynamite Report. And Cody! That's right, Cody Rhodes as well. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Before I get into this Dynamite report, we got a text message here. First says, I have a question that may come off as AW hate, but it's a legit question. I was watching Dynamite on HBO Max last night, and noticed multiple times the audio glitched out. I know it's nothing new for AW, but when I look back at it, notice something. The times the glitches happened were during the Callis Kyle promo, during the Bucks match, a couple of times after as well. I noticed during the Kyle promo, the crowd is booing him a lot, then the glitch happens and you hear weird crowd chants. Okay, so listen. This is the exact same thing that happens on WWE. It's an attempt to remove profanity when the crowd is chanting bad things. So Don Callis came out, and there were very, very loud F Don Callis chants, which coincidentally, by the way, I was watching on Max, and they didn't bleep them, and I was actually very surprised. Normally they do, and I also normally watch on Max. So, and during the Bucks match, I mean, anytime there's crazy spots, you'll hear profane chants, and I mean, you have options. Like, you can either try and cover it up with different audio, which is what AEW does, or like NXT, they just mute the audio completely. So sometimes it's like, you know, 20 seconds of complete dead air because they're getting rid of these chants. On Raw, I think on Raw they mute it. So it's just a different way of doing it. Sometimes the decision is to mute it, and sometimes the decision is to put a different audio track over it. But it's not a production issue. It's trying to cover up for the fans saying very bad things during the show. All right, let's talk about Dynamite. It's the lead to Forbidden Door, and it opened up with, got both my notes here, MJF doing a promo, and he's very upset at Hangman for not giving him a title shot, and he vowed to take it out on Mark Briscoe tonight, said Mark's luck is about to run out. So then, what an irony that the opening match is Jon Moxley versus Mike Bailey. MVP's most hated wrestler, Mike Bailey. Clearly, Moxley does not hate Mike Bailey because he gave this guy a ton in this match. And it's kind of one of those matches where he just beats this guy unmercifully for the first half of the match, gets a lot of heat. And then he starts giving this guy a comeback, and like every time the crowd just, they're going nuts by the end. And they're trading these cradles, and Wheeler tries to interfere, and Darby comes out and kidnaps Wheeler, and then Moxie's distracted and Speedball rolls him out. And this is like the closest two count you've ever seen. And the crowd thought it was a three, and they're going wild, but it's a two. And finally, Moxley hits him with a Death Rider and pins him. This match was great. So afterwards, Moxie and Marina are heading outside. They see Wheeler on the ground in a body bag. Darby tries to run him over, but they save Wheeler's life. They unzip the bag. Forbidden Door is stapled to Wheeler's head. So it looks like Jon Moxley and Darby's at Forbidden Door. Mercedes showed up with the eight belts. You guys aware that we're all entitled to our opinion? Some of you aren't, but it's true. We all are. And in my opinion, this eight belts thing is stupid. Okay. When she had like three belts and then she won like a fourth belt, it was like up until about four belts, like it was pretty cool. You know, she's a belt collector. She's winning all these, and they're like major belts for major promotions. And then, like, she shows up on TV, and she's got eight belts, and they're just draped all around her. And, like, once you hit eight, you know, I realize, you know, for a brief period of time, Ultimo Dragon had that octuple crown, but, like, I was just watching on this show, and it's like, once you get to eight, now it's goofy. So you're walking around with these belts, and she's trying to have, you know. Anyway, Alex Windsor, Queen Amanada, Sky Blue, Billy Starks, four-way qualifier for Forbidden Door. It's going to be it's a four-way qualifier for a four-way match. And Yeti, Pot Pie, she's a heel is not a defense for everything stupid, okay? I know some people that really like certain things. It's like, that's your defense. She's a heel, okay? But there's a problem. Like, are you a heel that people are supposed to take seriously, or are you a heel that people aren't supposed to take seriously? Because it is possible to be a heel, and also you get too silly, and now it's hard to take you seriously as a heel. We've seen this with many heels over the years, and this is not like good heel heat at this point. Now it's silly. And I don't think the Mercedes character as a heel is supposed to be silly. It's supposed to be like a serious thing. And it's coming off not serious here because it's now silly. So I know some people like to defend everything AEW does. It's okay that some things are silly and like it could be better. And this is one of them. It's ridiculous. Now, where were we? It's a four-way for a four-way. And Alex Windsor won. So we got two other women that will be involved in the four-way at Forbidden Door for Mercedes' title. And then afterwards, they did a big shebang where Mercedes is out there and Alex Windsor's out there. Tony's out there. Athena lays out Tony. And then Athena and Mercedes have a stare down, even though they're not wrestling each other at the show. And we were told they're on the same page. So maybe we'll get a tag. Young Bucks gave a production guy a paper and said that Justin Roberts needed to read this word for word. We had the aforementioned Don Callis, Kyle Fletcher promo. These fans hated Don Callis. Just screaming at this guy at the top of their lungs. And Kyle brags about taking out Dustin, taking out Cole. He's going to be the greatest TNT champion of all time. Don says, I've got you a gift. It is another oil painting. It is freaking preposterous. It's getting so much heat. And this segment was great. So then we had another one of those segments. I love these segments. Remember when Christian came out last week and did that promo? And I said, that promo sucked. His delivery sucked, and the whole point of the promo sucked. Like, eventually we're supposed to want to like this guy and see him team with Copeland. But, like, this guy came out, and he had no remorse. He had no nothing. And what happened? Oh, it's great. It's great, Brian. You're an idiot. Everything is great in AEW. It's a great promo. Made great sense. It was perfect. Well, here comes Copeland. They go, what did you think of this promo? And he says literally the exact same thing that I said. What kind of a promo was that, Copeland says. He had no remorse. There was no apology. The guys learned nothing. And he's still an a-hole. I was like, correct. That is absolutely correct. So, Copeland and I, we both missed the brilliance of this promo to eventually turn him babyface. So, next week, he's going to be facing Stokely. He has been allowed a match with Stokely. FTR cannot come within 50 feet or 200 feet or whatever. And if they do, the restraining order is null and void. This actually is great, and I'll talk about why on the Brian and Vinny show tonight. I don't got time today. Young Bucks against Brodito. So the Young Bucks had given a note to Justin Roberts. They told the production guy, you tell him to read this verbatim. And so, of course, the letter Justin starts to read. I didn't write it exactly down, but it was to the effect of, hey, Justin, you idiot. When we come out tonight, you better introduce us the right way. We're not jobbers. And Justin just reads it exactly as it's written. So, of course, the fans are going wild. They're chanting jobbers at these guys. They're literally announced as Max and Jeremy, which was the name they used in about 2008 in TNA when they were shoot jobbers. And the fans are eating this up. And, I mean, the good news is they can still work. This match was awesome. Brodito, Young Bucks, this is awesome chance. They did the deal again where they're going for the EVP trigger, but they're not EVPs. So now they're in a big, what should we call it, in the middle of the ring, which, of course, is a distraction to allow the babyfaces to make a comeback. They did some awesome spots during the comeback, the baby faces. And finally, Nick and Bandito are on the guardrail. Bandito press slams him off the barricade onto Matt. Bandito hits the X knee on Matt, 21 plex. Nick breaks it up. He gets sent outside. Bandito hits a top rope SOS moonsault, and then they hit their monkey flip finish. It's a monkey flip. That's their finish for the pin. So it's FTR versus Brodito. The winners get Hurt Syndicate at Forbidden Door. This match was awesome. Hurt Syndicate promo. MVP walks in. Or MJF walks in. God, if this happens again. MVP says, "You don't get it, dude. All you think about is yourself. The Hurt Syndicate, we are supposed to hurt people. Not me, me, me. You get the thumbs down." And he warns him. Because Max says, "It's not personal, it's just business." MVP says, "No, no. I hope you don't win that title. Because if you do, Lashley's coming to get you. And it won't be business. It'll be personal." This was a great segment. Stokely did a promo, but having to face Copeland, he's all worried. This was a great segment as well. There were a lot of great interview segments on this show. We had Swerve coming out for a promo, also a great promo. He's going to win the title from Okada. And he's going to... I guess every time he's been in London, he's lost. So he's going to redeem himself and win the Unified title and make Don Callis cry in the corner. Queen Aminata. Oh, God, I'm not going to even review this thing. I almost want to... What's happening with Statlander and Willow? Are they trying to beat the record of Waller and Theory? This is not a record that needs to be broken. They broke up in May of 2024. It is August of 2025. It has been 15 months, and I'm not sure we're any closer to a resolution. MJF and Mark Briscoe. This was a good match, but because of that, I was disappointed. It's MJF and Mark Briscoe. I expected this to be so much better. And I think the big thing, and I know this is from me. I don't know about the rest of you. But my most hated spot in wrestling is when a guy goes to the top and the heel does the slow log roll out of the way. There is no spot I hate more than that in wrestling. I hate it. It just, the action just slows to a complete halt every time. It doesn't even make any sense. Like, if it's fake and you're trying to make the people mad, it makes sense. But if it's real, it's like, okay, if you're in good enough shape to, like, roll out of the way of the move, why don't you wait till the guy jumps so he crashes and burns? Why don't you get your knee up? Like, it's such an infuriating spot to me. It just kills the momentum of a match. They did it 5 times. Mark went for the froggy elbow, and Max rolled out of the way 5 times. By the 5th time, nobody cared. And, like, he finally hit it on the 6th time, and it got, like, a modicum. I mean, they cheered and everything because they, like, hit it. It was like, man, the rule of threes, guys. You broke it by 2. And then you did it 2 more times after that, but you actually hit it. So anyway, we'll get into the finish after the break. Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the end of the match. Puts him through the table. Actually, Mark goes for the froggy bow outside, crashes through the table, he's dead. Max gets in the ring. Mark almost doesn't get it back, but he gets back in. He's immediately hit with a heat seeker. Max covers. Mark puts his foot on the ropes. Ref doesn't see it. Max takes the win, pulls the foot off the ropes. So, Mark still has not gotten revenge for MJF saying all of those horrible things about his deceased brother. And not only does he lose, not only does he not get his revenge on MJF, MJF beats him after death with the ring afterwards. Hangman has to come down to make the save. So, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. Clearly, MJF and Hangman are having a match. Probably at Forbidden Door. I mean, they could probably do something in the last second to do Mark Briscoe at Forbidden Door and Max it all out. But at this point, they beat this guy so bad. I don't know. But anyway, I'd say overall it was a very good show. I mean, you had two very, very good matches. The Jon Moxley match and the Young Bucks match. So very, very good wrestling on the show. And a lot of good video packages and interviews. That's all I ask for. And promotion of future events. So that's good. Well, tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we'll have more time. 90 minutes commercial free to talk AEW NXT. And I got a lot to say that I didn't get to say here about Dynamite and NXT. I didn't even do an NXT report yet. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out, WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, or F4WOnline.com. And we'll see you next time for more Wrestling Observer Live.